Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice.
Been a busy show, been an emotional, passionate show, which we love. Questions Without Notice is going to be held over the next 35 minutes with Georgie Samios, the main man. Get your questions in. We need a little bit of change of pace. 42-litre wine fridge. We're going to give one of them away, thanks to Grand Cru, with a market-leading five-year warranty. Grand Cru is Australia's fastest-growing premium wine fridge brand, so a 42-litre to give away. Georgie, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Just morning, George.
I just want to clear up some footy stuff, so I've just the 8:30 man's come.
Hello.
Luke Jackson firmly advised the Eagles he's not going to walk through to the preseason draft, so that was the suspicion that if Freo will go, oh, well, let him go.
Right.
He wants Freo, but very mindful he wants Melbourne to receive good return for him. So Melbourne keeping the Eagle option open to put some pressure on Freo, but he won't walk through to the draft.
Okay, so he's doing the right thing by
doing
his
the right
old
thing
club.
By the
okay, we often have questions about, you know, cellaring their wine and stuff like that. We should always remind people the best way to do this is to get yourself a Grand Cru fridge. We've got the 42-litre one to give away this morning, but that is the best way to keep your wine absolutely in a pristine condition.
No question. And Georgie needs to talk about something other than the Essendon Footy Club, because that's his preferred sporting team that he loves as well. So it's been tough 24 hours for you, Georgie.
It has. Oh, we've been in the news, haven't we? Not for the great reasons. But anyway, we move forward. Happy with Brad Scott. I think that's a great appointment.
That's a big
there you
kick.
Go. We've got to get down positive.
$150,000 bottle of Grange, 1951.
Yeah, first Grange ever made when Max Schubert made that barrel. He gave most of it away. There was probably about 200 and 250 bottles. So there would only be 30 or 40 left in the world, and that's why it will go tomorrow for probably more than the 150.
Okay, so just say we not that we've got this sort of money, but we put 60 grand in each, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
We buy it for 180.
Yep.
We're sitting here in 10 years' time doing SEN breakfast with old Georgie. The Wisps in a lot of trouble but hanging in, and I'm just barely getting by. What's it worth?
10 years' time, I reckon it's probably worth 500.
Really?
If you look at where it's gone in the last 3 years, it was only 3 years ago where one sold for about 65,000. So you remember that it's the first wine for those that are trying to complete a set. So we believe there's about 20 to 25 sets around the world. So that's a bottle from each year. The last one of those sold for about 440,000.
Wow.
So that's only going to continue because you can't start the set again unless you get the 51.
That's as rare as a bloke in the UK getting named Gary today. That's how rare it is.
It is rare. Yeah, it's unusual, that, isn't it? Yeah. But the guy that rang in this morning, and he's got a young fella called
Three-year-old Gary.
Yeah.
He's got a Barry, who's eight, a three-year-old Gary, and if he has another one, he's going to call him Larry.
Yeah.
George has made a comeback. It's become trendy. This is the first question for you, Georgie. And don't forget, a 42-litre wine fridge, thanks to Grand Cru for the best question for Georgie. He's on the hunt for a 2003 Magnum, probably a Cabernet from Coonawarra for his son's 21st. Any suggestions?
John Riddick, Wings John Riddick, they would have made Magnums then. The other ones that I usually make Magnums are people like Catnook and Leckenfield. Best bet is to ring a couple of the wineries direct. Get on the phone and ring them direct.
This has just come through off the text too about George. I'm a Jim Beam and Coke man. I'm thinking of going to wine. Where should I start?
That's an interesting starting point.
Jim Beam and Coke would be reasonably sweet and reasonably juicy. So we'd go for a red, and we'd go for probably a South Australian Shiraz, which is a little bit higher in alcohol, a little bit juicier, hasn't got a lot of that dry tannin.
Would you suggest he not have 8 Jim Beam and Coke cans before he launches into that Shiraz?
I wouldn't suggest that, no.
Righto, let's get some news. The questions are flying in. We'll assemble our best questions. We'll work out the best one for the 42-litre wine fridge, thanks to Grand Cru.
The wonderful world of wine. For Grand Cru. With a market-leading five-year warranty, Grand Cru is Australia's fastest-growing premium wine fridge brand.
And he's also from the wineedit.com.au. That's Georgie's wine business that he's got up and going. It's flying along at the moment. He's in the studio. He's taking calls. He's answering texts. Nick's in Colac. G'day, Nick.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Just a quick one. For George. With that Grange you're talking about and, for that sort of money, now, I understand you're not going to knock it over on a weekend or anything like that. But what's the guarantee, or how do you guarantee the quality of that Grange? Like, is there some sort of test that happens, or is it just purely about the collector's item scenario and there's no guarantee of the drinkability, if that's the word, of that wine?
Yeah, that's right. Unlikely that anyone that's got a bottle of the 51 will ever open it.
Mm.
Even if they were born in 51 and it's their birth year, that's unlikely.
30 grand a glass.
And we do have a recorking clinic at Penfolds, which happens in a couple of weeks, where they can bring in old wines. They open it up and check it and recork it. But the 51, they probably wouldn't open because it's a gamble. It could go from being 150,000 to balsamic vinegar.
Right. So when you take the cork out and the egg, how do they stop that from happening?
They do it reasonably quickly and they top it up with a Grange of similar ilk. But they wouldn't open the 51. Unlikely they would open the 51.
So what's the authenticity process then? If no one's going to open it to drink it, how do you authenticate? I guess there is a process. If it's going to cost you 150 grand, you want to be damn sure you know what you're getting.
Well, there's visual cues, but you've got to remember when this wine was made in the 50s, things like counterfeit fraud weren't understood. So there is almost always a risk, but when most of these 51s get sold, they get sold through one of the reputable auction houses or direct through Penfolds. They will check it as much as they can. But in 100 years' time, if, say, we're talking about the 2020 Grange, there will be a lot of things on the bottle and in the wine they'd be able to test.
Anthony's in Craigieburn. G'day, Anthony.
Gary, gentlemen, good morning. Georgie, a question. I need some recommendations, please. To keep in store to entertain some lady friends at a night time. What should I add to the list, mate? What do I need?
Well, you always need champagne. Mm. And I always think that you then need some Pinot Noir and some Chardonnay. And I suggest that you have also a cheeky little dessert wine to maybe finish later on the night with.
One of everything, Anthony, by the sounds of that.
Hey, Georgie, this is off the text. I'm getting married in February and need to choose my wines for the night. I need to pick two whites and two reds. What's the best option to please everyone? A varied mix of young and old guests. That's from Megan out there.
Sauvignon Blanc's always a go-to because it's fruity, it's un-oaked, and it generally transcends generations. And then I'm a massive fan of Chardonnay at a wedding. And if you don't want to have Chardonnay, then probably go Pinot Grigio. And then for reds, it's pretty simple. A lighter style like Pinot Noir and then a Shiraz.
You don't have to just collect the Grange too. I mean, we're talking about really expensive wine, but I was having a conversation the other day and a guy was saying that the Australian Pinots, given the conditions around the country the last couple of years, and this year is going to be a really difficult year for all the Pinot, the wine growers as well, they are going to become a really collectible wine as well.
Oh, Pinot, absolutely. You look at Burgundy and they are some of the most collected wines in the world. It's obviously the French Pinots. But from Australia here, yeah, we're seeing some beautiful 20, 30-year-old Pinots that look amazing. So you can sell her anything.
Just give people an idea of what a label that you'd even consider in this space.
By far, the wines from down at Geelong I'd put away. I'd put away things like Coldstream Hills Reserve Pinot. I think even some of the top-end wines from people like Stonia I'd be cellaring.
Mornington Peninsula Pinot?
Yeah, Peninsula Pinot. Yeah, I deliberately don't say Mornington because Gary gets commission. I think you spend $40 or $50 on a Pinot, you'll be able to put it away for at least 10, 15 years.
There you go.
That Wolf Blass Red Label Shiraz Grenache you recommended last week, it was, you could not buy that for love nor money. Now, this Wayne reckons he went out and he bought one, raced back, loved it that much, and bought a couple of boxes. Good luck finding it now. Did you get it? Did Wolfie ring you?
No, he didn't. But interestingly, I did speak to a few retailers, so it was nice to hear that some people went in and picked it up. Oh, that's a cracking little wine for sub $10.
Dave, Tom, Sean, Tim, Jeremy, hold on. You'll get a chance to impress George with your wine question, and maybe you'll get a 42-bottle Grand Cru wine.
And Roscoe's going in the toolbox.
In you go, Roscoe. Nice way to finish what's been a really busy, passionate day, and everyone, it does not cease to amaze me. There are over 200 messages, including Roscoe, who says it's the worst segment ever, only second only to when we get
Lombardi on.
So, Roscoe, we appreciate and, I don't respect your opinion. I don't agree with it, but you can share it. But how you are one out of 210, so there you go. Now, we've got...
How about we sell her him? How about we put Roscoe in a cellar and then we'll just bring him out again in about 20, 25 years' time. He may improve.
He's in the box, in the toolbox. Hey, we've got a heap of callers, so we're going to get through these as quickly as we possibly can and then we'll give away this 42-bottle Grand Cru wine fridge. So let's go quick. Dave's in North Bowen. What do you got for us, Dave?
Oh, good morning, boys. I'll be quick, but I just wanted to share a funny story. I'm a wine lover and every week I'd go out and chase up the wine of the week and... Yep. I went to First Choice last week. I got there late because I had a busy work day, and the shelves were flush. That the red label Wolf Blass was gone. And the kid said, I don't know what's going on. Once a week, people come in and just keep asking for the same bottle. And I explained your segment. So it's clearly working. Like Ross, the haters are going to hate, but boys, it's a beauty. So thank you.
That's it. Good on you. We don't mind people that don't like this segment. That's okay, because there's hundreds that do. So good on you, Dave. The recommendation will come up at the end of this. Tom's in Warrnambool. Good day, Tom.
Hey, boys. Just a quick one. I'm hosting a car park at Derby Day this year. And George, just after your input with regards to a couple of reasonably... price selections, given the most of the guest list is from Warrnambool. I didn't want to have to spend a little bit, but just after a couple of champagnes and maybe some wine selections.
That's a great question with the Spring Carnival about to kick off in earnest.
Well, I think we should support Mum during the carnival, given they are the champagne partner of the VRC. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what everyone's going to be drinking on the track. You know, it's around the $50 mark, or a little bit less. And Tim's shaking his head. It's a little bit too expensive. Mind you, Tim last week was drinking a $90 glass of Chablis, which
he wasn't.
Chardonnay at lunch.
He didn't.
What about whacking a little Jack Rabbit Geelong Premiership Shiraz in there at $40 a bottle? Would that be a nice drop?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad drop. And I see that the Selwood wine got released yesterday with Gary Ablett, the Premiership wine.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Good?
I haven't tried it.
Which vineyard?
I'm not sure what's part of the Austin group, but I'm not sure which vineyard.
Scotchman's Hill?
Not Scotchman's Hill. No.
Sean's in Diamond Creek. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, boys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, George, I love my chilled wine. I just wondered if you stumbled across the show last week about Brown Brothers, how the girls are starting to make some wines. And the show was about a blend called a Tarango. And I went and bought some on the weekend. It's a chilled, like a Shirazi type rosé. It's beautiful. I just wondered if you'd tasted or heard about the show. It was a great show.
Yeah, no, wonderful family. You know, the Brown Brothers Winery's been around for a long time. The next generation now are making wines.
The Brown Sisters.
They pioneered a lot of different varieties. They were the first people really to put Prosecco, Moscato on the map here in Australia, and they're chilled reds. They've got another one called Sienna, which is also very good. So if you're looking for something in the warmer months, you should always look at their wines.
I think that was the first wine I ever tasted was the Brown Brothers Spat Lace Lexia. That's a nice little sweet drop, isn't it?
Yeah, and they still make that, yeah.
My Brown Sisters.
That's a good entry.
Brown Sisters joke might have got a better response. Tim's in North Haven. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, boys. I'm based over in Adelaide, George. I'm lucky enough to be about 40 minutes south of beautiful Barossa and about 40 minutes north of McLaren Vale and probably the same towards the hills. I love my wines. I love my reds. I love my whites in summer. My better half of 10 years does not drink. So we go out to wonderful events, Morpheville for the races. You know, I'll have my wines. And I'll say, honey, check this. And she just, the face is like she's just died.
Crikey.
What can I introduce her with as a lightest sort of a wine to just get her, I suppose, into that, you know. So when I'm sitting out and having a lovely
right
glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Right mood,
Georgie. She's drinking lemonade and I'm drinking a beautiful Shiraz or Merlot.
Come on, George.
So how do we change that?
I think if you're going to give her a white wine, maybe start with something like Pinot Grigio. And then for a red, I'd say start with a rosé. But the other thing to think about is if she's drinking other wines or other drinks that are chilled.
Lemonade.
Give her a glass of Chardonnay with some ice in it.
Yes.
And
maybe a little bit of lemonade in it.
Maybe a little bit of lemonade and start pulling the lemonade out of it.
That's it.
But I would absolutely... think about giving her a glass of Chardonnay with some ice.
Build up to it with
some lemonade.
That's the frozen type of ice.
Gary's advice.
Mark wants to know how big the toolbox is because he's got a couple of pickles at work that he wouldn't mind chucking in.
It's a massive toolbox. Jeremy's in Camberwell. Good morning, Jeremy. Getting bigger by the minute, too.
Good morning, Good morning, all, and well done on the Essendon stuff. You've done a great job there. I've just come back from Italy and spent a few weeks travelling around Umbria and Tuscany and had a great time and had a lot of wines I've never heard of before, like Sagrantino. But I also had a lot of Montepulciano and Chianti. And I'm just wondering why, and I was surprised at the depth of the Chianti. I thought it was a much lighter wine. I'm just wondering why we haven't heard more about Montepulciano and Chianti in because I see it's around the place, but it's not very well publicised.
Yeah, I love Chianti, and Tim and I often talk about it. And in fact, I think I sort of talked him into maybe buying a couple of bottles because it wasn't on his normal repertoire. Sangiovese-based, lighter, goes well with a lot of our cuisine. If you go to the best restaurants in Melbourne or around Australia, you'll find Chianti always there, often by the glass. And if you are looking for something different, buy a Chianti. It's lovely. Families like Antonori have been doing it for centuries.
Gary, you're a big Chianti fan. What do you like to have with your Chiantis?
Some liver. Dave thinks he turns off because he
fava beans. He doesn't, liver, isn't it?
I can't remember. I find glorifying a drug it depends on nausea. Dave, as always, it is drink responsibly.
Always.
Everything in life. We're not saying go out there, but, you know, if people have the choice and they want to drink a wine, we're happy to give them some recommendations. And our last one for the morning, Greg in Mount Martha. G'day to you, Greg.
Hi, guys. I've been married for 30 years, and for our wedding,
congratulations,
I got a bottle of 77 Grange and a bottle of 86 Grange. Mm. I've just had them stored because just in the bottom of a cupboard and wrap them up so they keep a constant temperature and stuff. Will they still be okay? Should I get them checked at what you were talking about, George, where they do the checking on them?
Yeah, I think you should. So if you jumped onto the Penfolds website at the moment, I think bookings have opened for the Melbourne recorking clinic, which I think is at the start of November. Mm. And you'll take them in, and they won't necessarily open them, but they'll look at the level, they'll look at how the cork's looking. They may take the foil off to see if the cork's leaking at all. But they will still look amazing. If you've looked after them as well as hopefully you have your marriage, I think they'll be great bottles of wine.
It's okay to keep them in the bottom drawer, but I tell you what, if you had a Grand Cru wine fridge, that would be even better, Gary.
Well, we're going to give one away after the break. 42-litre wine fridge thanks to Grand Cru. We'll name our winner after this. We'll wrap up. It's been a big day. We loved everyone's involvement. It's been a world, we can we can say this, it's a world record Tempertex day. So a lot of emotion around. And don't forget, tomorrow, monumental last day for the Wisp. He's had a big working year. He's knocked off before the VCEs, and he'll be in tomorrow for his last morning.